I'm thanking God for blessings. I'm counting my blessings and I'm saying, God, thank you that I am alive. I have air, you know, going into my lungs. I am breathing fresh air. I am grateful for life. And I'm hoping that that's your story as well. Count your blessing, Lamborghini. Great song right there. You wake up, you wash your face, you brush your teeth. You see, you count your blessing. And trust me, that actually spoke to me personally because I remember yesterday, I don't know what chocolate to talk. I and my husband were just having a gist and I was sharing with him my story, how that this young, naive girl went all the way from Lagos to Ibadan to live all by herself without knowing nobody. When I say nobody, nobody. I was living in a stranger's house. I was living with a stranger, someone I'd never met before. But I was living with her because I had nowhere to stay. And I remember being turned into what they call omodo. Yes. Or something that, if you are Yoruba, I think you understand what that means. It means house help. Yeah. So the whole idea was that I was going to Ibadan to start a career in broadcasting. Yeah. I left Lagos, you know, on search to become a radio host, to become a broadcaster. But yeah, I didn't have a house, nowhere to stay. And I was staying with this woman and it was not a very pleasant experience for me. And going back and, you know, accounting how my journey has been to this very moment, I was just counting my blessings and saying, God, thank you that I survived. Thank you that I survived all those years in my life without, you know, being thrown to the wolves and being eaten by the wolves, if you know what I mean. But I am grateful to God and I'm hoping that you are also grateful. It's What's Up Lagos. How are you doing this morning? It's 8 minutes past 10 and today is the 2nd of June 2022. It's a Thursday. What a day to be alive. It is a day that the Lord has made and we are happy and we will definitely rejoice in it. I'm hoping that you are also in a very bright mood this morning. It's quite sunny outside. I really do hope that you're happy. Welcome. The Feel of Lagos is live. Past 10 is What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Odwobi Teke. You are live on Nigeria Info 99.3. The phone lines are open. This hour is all about you. Yeah, we say that all the time. We do care about you. So do you want to tell me how you're doing and what's happening around your area? Feel free to do that. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Forget that I come on the radio and sound all tush and clean and, you know, all that stuff. This baby girl has actually been through so much. Trust me, yesterday I was so in tears. Like, how did I forget that I have been through quite a lot? How did I forget that I would trek from my house? So if you know Ibadan very well, I would trek from where they call, is it Gbagi? Yes. So somewhere inside Gbagi. I don't know if it's old Gbagi or new Gbagi. I would trek from there to Agodi. Yeah. Almost every day because I had this 1 hour show that I was doing back in the day. And trust me, I was doing that for free. No money. I did that for almost a year for free. So I would come on the radio and, you know, make everyone laugh and excited and be happy. And there's nothing in my pocket. Like, there's really nothing. It's all, no, nothing. I was broke. You know, so yes, I went through all that phase. And I'm looking back and see myself right now and say, God, aren't you just awesome? And one thing I also want to say is, thank God I did not give up. You know, just thank goodness I did not give up. Thank goodness I didn't say, you know, this is not for me. You know, this is not for me. Like, no, I can't do this anymore. Whatever, you know, gave me that tenacity, whatever gave me that resilience, whatever gave me that push, that grit, you know what? You can do this. It's amazing. It's really amazing. So if you are somewhere listening to me right now, and maybe you're doing a job where it's not really fetching you so much, But you have a passion for it. You want to keep, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Trust me. You never can tell. Just maybe one day, you see, you go blow. The hustle will pay. I'm really, really hopeful for you. So trust me, do not give up on your dreams or whatever it is that you have set your heart to do. It might not be so pleasant at first. It might not give you that, you know, encouragement at first. It might not really give you what you're desiring. But trust me, keep at it. Keep at it. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Do hit me up and tell me how you're doing and what's going on around your area. My first caller this morning. Right, call me back if you can. Hello? Hi, can you turn down the volume on your radio set, please?
Wow, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
My name is Oluwatoyin.
Welcome, Toyin.
Yeah. For the past 1 year, I've been trying to reach you, but I'm not this month, though, for me to reach you this month.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
Unfortunately, call is not around.
As in, Chai, he would have screamed, yes, yes, with you.
Unfortunately, call is...
I know.
Good morning, good morning. I'm so. I can't just be going to the office in the morning. And I won't switch on to Nigeria.
Thank you.
You guys are amazing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Actually, I want to make a comment concerning. Maybe it's not the right time, but these Okada people.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I realized that. We have these military and policemen that are the ones now doing this. Okay, actually, I live in Ikorodu. Going to the office this morning, and I saw these policemen and military personnel that are the ones now riding the bike, carrying passengers.
No, that are you serious?
I'm serious. Actually, I wanted to make a video, but because I was driving, I couldn't make that video. As like, they are the ones taking, like, and the funny thing is that their fellow. The task force will sit there and they won't do anything.
Okay. So
I thought maybe the right authority could just do something concerning that, because now, like, they are even on that Ikorodu road from Ikorodu guide so down to towards maybe Cape somewhere. If you see them, they are the ones on the bikes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information.
Pardon?
I said thank you for that information. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's right. That's my call.
All right, then. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. But I know that Ikorodu is not part of the areas that was affected. Okay. Chinwe is on the line. Welcome, Chinwe. How are you this morning?
No, I'm not Chinwe. I am Jewel from Yaba.
Did you say, what did you say?
Jewel. Yes.
Wow, I'm seeing Chinwe here.
I'm not Chinwe.
Apologies.
Chinwe.
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers alive. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. You know why I have not called in?
Yeah.
I was listening to the story you're giving out. Yeah. Honestly, you remind me of what some things that happened in my life. I've really had some kind of awful experience.
Aww.
Even, you know, staying with people, trying as much as you can to come up from the situation you are.
Yeah.
But thank God, when you look back, you see that it's not really easy.
Yeah.
But God, all things are possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful for life today.
Yeah.
My area is very cool and calm.
Nice.
It's quite sunny outside.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Joel. Shout out to you, man.
And how are you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. Right? I'm grateful for life.
There's energy in your voice.
Thank you so much, Joel.
All right, you have a nice day.
And you too. Right. Yeah. Sometimes we go through life where we pass a certain phase of our life, that wasn't so pleasant. And when we are now in a comfortable place, we sometimes tend to forget that it wasn't so easy before now. Like, really, I had to go through that back in the day. Like, really. So it's just for you to count your blessings and say, you know what? I might not be where I want to be just yet, but I'm grateful for how far I've come. I think that should be the spirit this morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to love. Welcome.
You're doing well.
Thank you. We bless God.
You just make me reflect many years ago. Like, if you want to begin to recount, there's nobody that, like, okay, some people have enjoyed well, but as for me, I remember some times ago,
yeah,
I actually stayed with someone. I was restricted from using the restroom, and I have to defecate outside the house, so that I can shower in the bedroom inside there, but I can't use the toilet at home, but I'll be the one to wash the toilet.
Wow.
Then going to work, I have to trek some kilometers to work, and I must be at work before 7:30. You know that kind of thing when you work with someone. When you work with someone, you are staying with in the house. So, but today now, just I am grateful to God. Like, I can't defecate outside. I'm not staying in that locality. At least I'm not more like. Staying in Lagos, I can say I'm staying in the city. I'm not in a locality where I would like, okay, you are this, you are that. Although I am not where I think I should be at the moment, like where I used to be a while ago.
Yeah.
Like, God is just faithful. Like, that, when we want to begin to give a recount of the blessings our mouth cannot count.
I tell you.
But
I tell you.
That God, who has begun a good job, will perfect it to the very end.
Absolutely. Yay, yay, yay. Thank you so much. That was really quite inspiring. It was really. Thank you for sharing your story, really. I had to just, you know, share that little bit to know that, man, it wasn't all fun and games. Not fun and games. I can see on WhatsApp someone saying that, yeah, Andrea, you trekked all the way from Gbagi to Agodi. It's like trekking from Ikeja to Sulere. Ah, you suffer gone. Yes. So let me tell you what I usually do. My show then was for 4 p.m. I wake up, I leave the house by 12. Yeah, I leave the house by 12 and I start my journey. Thank God it's radio. People don't know my face. They only hear my voice. And then I was a newbie, you know. I will trek all the way. And one thing I also usually do then, I will flag my hands. In fact, I survived by flagging my hands for a free ride. You know, I would do my hand like this and wait for them to carry me. And, you know, I usually get lucky and see those who would take me all the way to what's that area now before Gbagi, before Agodi. And then I'll trek the remaining past secretariats, you know, straight to where I'm going to. Yeah, I did all that. And that's why I'm like, God, I thank you that I didn't find myself in the lion's den where I'm saying, God, why me? Although I had one of those experiences where I entered one chance and they told me there was dollar inside the boot. And, you know, they took me to a very something environment. Somewhere in, what's the name of this place now? Oh, goodness. I think I'm going to remember it. But it's one of those very, the place where they call the real brown roof in Ibadan. That's where they took me to. And it was one hell of an experience that I had. So, yes. I did trek all the way from Gbagi to Agodi. And I did that for, you know, almost a year. Every single day. Every single day. All right, call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You can also reach out to us and on WhatsApp. I usually find it difficult to remember this WhatsApp number, but I would have that stuck in my brain in a moment. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Andrea!
Just alive, yes, yes.
Lonely, you are not lonely.
I know.
You have somebody to call your own.
I know.
Don't worry, we are here for you.
Thank you.
It's only Lonely. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good to know.
How are you too? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. So just bless God, it's a sunny day, even though we're expecting the rain.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. The weather too has been somehow. It's hot today, it's cold next.
Yes, yeah. It has been somehow.
Yeah.
So we expect it to rain though.
How's your area?
About,
Okay, go ahead. I'm here.
Yeah, you're talking about Omod or something.
Yes, I mean, I did that at some point in my life.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. So, we have...
Oh my goodness. Yeah, call me back. So I mentioned, I was sharing about a part of my story. So last night, I and my husband were just, you know, talking about different things and talk, let to talk. And I started recounting my story so far, my journey so far. And I had to even ask, how did I forget all of this? How did I forget that I went through all of this? Like I said, a very young, naive girl. How old was I then? I think I was 20 or so. I left my parents, left my comfort zone, packed my bags and went all the way to Ibadan in search of a radio job. And I knew nobody in Ibadan at the time. But I started living with a stranger. I had to do what they call omodo. I had to help her. I was like a help. I would bath her children. She had two children at the time. I would bath her children. I'll sweep and mop the whole house, go to the market and, you know, do stuff. But I'll still have to go to work as well. Yeah, that was my life. And I was just like, how did you forget all of that? Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. And you can as well drop a WhatsApp message. Now get it this time. The WhatsApp message is 0809-597-5805. How are you doing this morning? What is going on around your era? Would you like to share your own story with me? Because it seemed like a lot of people too would like to share their own story. The whole idea is for us to count our blessings, you know. We are not where we are not where we want to be just yet, but we're not where we used to be. And we thank God that we don't even look like what we have been through. You know that? So, yeah, if you would like to share your story to inspire other people, feel free to do that as well. Hello? Wow, the phone lines are jamming this morning. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
She's still alive. Can you turn down the volume on your radio set, please?
Okay. Where's a microphone giant now?
Microphone giants. Microphone heavyweight. He's fine.
Yes.
He's fine.
By regards to him.
He would hear.
I'd like to share my story with you.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear it.
You know, when I lost my job in the ministry there, I was in charge of the job, and I got on as a barman. I didn't even care that the position is so low. I applied for it, and they accepted me. And I have to do all the work, mop the floor. And my dad was selling kerosene. He said that I will carry 50 jerry cans too.
Wow.
At the time, inside the sun, to have customers nearby. You know, but I feel that somehow, someday, there will be reward for my effort.
Absolutely.
And something kept me going that so people are watching. Could you believe that it was the manager of that hotel that recommended me to another director? That if you are looking for a manager, this guy is capable and I can close my eyes and vouch for him. And today I've built my house. Though I'm not, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I have built my house.
Wow.
Built my children from there. I'm my grandfather. So I usually tell people working under me that look, don't look for quick fix. Just you have to pay your dues.
Right.
If you don't have anything coming, you don't have anything going out.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much, man. That was really inspiring. And I appreciate you for sharing your story with me here and with all of us. I mean, because people are listening and they would also feel inspired by your story. Thank you so much for sharing that. Hello. All right. Call me back. You can send a WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805. I'll take that again. 0809-597-5805. You can call me up. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, you guys?
Cheers to live. Welcome.
My name is Oliver. I'm calling you from Lekki.
Welcome, Oliver. It's good to have you.
I just want to share a story that happened to me on Tuesday, on the 31st. Some group of police, they were inside Koropwe. they are Maroko police, so you know some of their faces. And I was just walking around, along the road because I was coming back from work around something to 8 in the evening. So Okada just dropped a passenger. He took off. Maybe he saw them coming and took off. They were now questioning me that why didn't I hold the Okada man down for them? And I said, how will I hold the man that I have no right to hold the Okada? That was how...
You are listening to your number...
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. 10:31 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Odwobi Tekken. You're live on Nigeria Info 99.3, and the feel of Lagos is live. Do you want to tell me what's going on around your area and how you are doing this morning? It was said that, or it's been said that there's been some kind of compliance when it comes to the ban on Okada, right? Let's see. And there's also a report saying that Lagos is to crash all the seized motorcycles on Friday. So let's see how that comes. But how are you doing? And would you like to share your story as well? Because I shared a little bit of my story. That's just a tiny little bit of what this baby girl has gone through. Trust me. I feel like I need to write a book. I feel like I need to write a book. And I don't know, for some reason, I've been shying away from that story. But yesterday just, you know, gave me a paradigm shift and said, you know what? You need to embrace your story and what you have been through. You need to. And trust me, what I shared earlier is a very tiny, tiny little bit of what I have been through in this quest. I'm, you know, trying to be somebody in life, you know, just trying to be somebody. Anyway, 10:33 on the clock, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Alicia on the line.
Welcome. It's good to have you join.
Thank you. I heard your story, and it made me remember my...
Oh.
Remember 1996 when I left East. No, I was brought to Lagos that I'm going to Kaduna. And getting to Lagos, the person that brought me to Lagos sees me here.
Wow.
I did all manner of job. As a man, I did all manner of job. I was a nanny, nothing that I did not do in life. But I want to thank God today. Those things I learned from it.
Yeah.
At least when I got married, I told my wife, you're not going to have money, we're not going to have anything. We'll do everything ourselves. Mm. Our first baby, two of us take good care of it. But it's just the experience I got then is what helped me. I remember one day my junior brother came to my where I was. He said, ah, brother, you are the one washing baby clothes, watching. I say, oh, yeah, boss, I leave, you know. Those days. But anytime I remember them, I laugh. I say, wow, what a journey of life.
Yeah, good indeed, morning, a brother. Journey of life. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you shared your story. We'll head straight to WhatsApp. If you would like to share your story, or, you know, tell me how you're doing and what's happening around your area this morning, feel free to drop a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. I'll take that number again, 0809-597-5805. And let's see, Isoke is here to share, to read the story. All right. To read our WhatsApp message. All right, go ahead, let's hear.
So we have someone who said, good morning, Andrea. Thank you for those encouraging words. I just lost my job and I've been so confused.
Wow.
Hearing you this morning, however, cheered me up and gave me hope.
Oh.
God bless you, dearest.
Man, I'm glad I was able to do that. I mean, thank God for you as well. Thank God for you.
We have Muideen who said, we should be grateful for our small wins, irrespective of how little it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Gift of life, God's protection, gratitude always.
Yes, so.
We have Afrigogo Delogo from Obalende. Mm-hmm. Good morning, dear Andrea. Hustle must surely pay, whether village people like it or not.
Bam!
Jumping on and off Okada is never my portion. I go enter aeroplane one day in Jesus' name.
Bam! Amen! Okay.
Wumi from K2 said, I want to thank you so much for telling us your story and for those words of encouragement. Your story just confirmed to me that before you start making money, you have to first do something for free. Mm. That is some sort of humanitarian service.
Right.
Thanks and God bless you.
Bless you too.
Bimbo Kende said, I feel you so much, sis. I used to scavenge dump sites for aluminium scraps in the 90s. Oh. But today I'm a director in the Ministry of Health.
Oh, my brother. You need a round of applause.
Woo!
Yay. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. Shout out to you.
God is ever faithful. And he said, round of applause. Kindly listen to Plantain Boy by Timaya. All right, we have Amarachi who said, my own, eh? Hmm. I was even thrown out of where I was staying one night. I had to go to church that night to be safe. Oh. Only for me to come outside and I could not find my bag.
Wow.
But thank God, now I'm a landlady with everything good. I thank God.
Nice. Nice.
And we have Yemi from Ikorodu who said, wow, you went through all that?
Oh, yes, I did.
Thank God for your life. More respect. Mm. My story is very long, but let me be brief. After many years of struggling, I finally graduated last year from the university. I'm divorced and happy. I'm 49. I've always had a passion for broadcasting. I'm not giving up. I know I'll achieve that too. I'm grateful to God.
Aw, yes, you will. Thank you so much. And shout out to you sending your story and reaching out as well. I do appreciate that you did. 0700-993-993-993. Remember, the 11 o'clock hour will be family clinic where someone would, you know, be in a clinic to share their story with us and we'll all come together and help that individual. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah. Hungry?
Yes.
So this life, eh? No give up. Oh. Ever.
I didn't tell you.
Ever give up. Yeah. I am 32 years old and I left university at the age of 23.
Hmm.
Yeah. I didn't get any job until I was 25. I worked for about 6 months and I thought that this job would not give me what I want in life.
Mm.
I resigned and I started doing estate agents. Mm. Estate agents, scavenging for 1,000 inspection fee and all that.
Mm.
I suffered and I went through a lot. I started growing my marketing skills and today, I thank God, at 32, I have 2 houses here in Lagos.
Wow.
Wonderfully built. Wonderfully built. Yes, yes. I started doing online sales. Online sales. I had trading on OLX. I started trading on GG. I started selling a lot of stocks. Even I didn't own. I hustled to the extent that I just sat down one day and I began to cry. And
wow.
I thank God for everything God has done for me.
Wow.
I married 2 kids, 2 wonderful SUVs, and 2 wonderful properties here in Lagos.
Wow.
I'm just very, very grateful. Never for this life, give up.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That was my inspiration to everybody.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was really empowering. Oh, my goodness. You see, there is a very popular saying, say, now the person will give up, now you what? You know the rest. I'm not going to say the rest. You know the rest. But please, this is just like letting you know. So if you are listening this morning and maybe you are downcasted, you must have lost your job. You are not, you know, in the place where you are hoping to be. And then you're already feeling discouraged. I'm just really hoping that listening to this, you know, people share their story and tell you that, you know what? You can do it. I'm hoping that this would inspire you and really shake you up and say, I am not giving up. Whether village people like it or not, Mbano. Mbano. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Ba.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. This is Mary calling from VGC.
Welcome, Mary from VGC. It's good to have you.
Thank you, Ma. Ma, like you shared your story and like you said you were in house guest in Ibadan.
Yeah.
And yes, ma. So Like, when you say this, that, you know, right now, that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
What?
I'm hoping and trusting God that me too, one day God will surely see me through.
Absolutely.
That's what I have to share.
All right,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, an amen to your prayer. What I'll let you know is have a desire. Have a goal. Have something that you're pursuing. Because the truth is, whatever your heart desires, it does actually come. In fact, sometimes I used to believe that you don't necessarily need to pray. Just make sure that your heart desire is really heartfelt and strong. And if you just say a statement like, you know what, I'm going to get this done. See, that alone is a motivation. And you find yourself attracting all the opportunities that would help you get to that place that your heart actually desires. So it starts with you desiring something. And be very firm about what you desire. Make sure that it is registered in your mind, in your subconscious. Just make sure that it is registered both in your subconscious and your conscious. I mean, your conscious will help you, you know, make conscious decision as to you getting that thing done. But what your subconscious does is it's on autopilot. So even when you don't know that you're making a decision as to what you want to do for your life, it is helping you make that decision. You get my point now. So make sure that you have your desires strong on what it is that you want to achieve. Make sure you have pictures about where you want to go to and keep your gaze on it. And start imagining where you want to be and how you want to lead the good life. Trust me, make sure that your desire is heartfelt and you have put that picture. You see, your imaginative ability is your creative ability. In the sense, if you are able to imagine it, you can create it. I'm already sounding like a motivational speaker this morning. But here in the work where we do, we gotta preach it. Call me up, Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello? Call me back if you can. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Andrea.
Good morning to you. Hi, are you there?
Your story is very inspiring.
I know.
That taught us focus, resilience, and the fact that people should be very hard working.
Yeah.
There is a light at the back of the tunnel. I would love to share my story, but it's a bit long.
Oh, and he went off. You can call me back if you can. Hello? All right, call me back. You can drop a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. Do we have WhatsApp?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's have it.
So we have Igwe Victor. He said, good morning, Andrea, my sister. Just like one of the last callers said, though I haven't reached my expected destination, but I've left the drab and dingy condition that left me redundant for some time. I'm happily blessed with a nice lady as a wife who makes sure the happiness and success of her family comes first. God bless my wife. And he gave a shout out to Sonia Francis Igwe.
Shout out to her. We love her here. Michael is on the line right now. And Michael is reaching out to us from Ibeju Lekki. Hi, Michael. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I miss your girl.
I know. We all do, man.
I'm not really know what you say now. That is the point.
Yeah.
I had a brother who lied for me. I should meet him in Ibadan.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a year. He keeps telling me next month.
Mm.
When I get tired, I have to enter the streets. Now I secure a job. My furniture work right there in New Burja Estate. I ran from Mokola, no transport. I used to try from Mokola to New Burja Estate. Every day.
Wow.
It wasn't easy.
Wow.
But I thank God I never give up. Today, I give glory to God. God has blessed me with a good wife. I've made it in life. In short, I don't know what to describe it.
Give Jesus a wiper. Man, I'm happy happy for you.
Bye-bye.
All right, then. Bye-bye, Carol. God bless you, too. You see, that is what we're talking about. You see, now who give up? Now who? Now the best thing we give up now is what? You complete the rest. I'm going to say that on radio. But you know what I'm trying to say. So the whole idea, my brother, my sister, if you're listening to me right now, please do not give up. Do not give up, really. Like, if this is all I'm going to achieve on the show today, having you not to give up, I would say my work is done. Call me up, Lagos. Hello. All right. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
My name is Eniola.
Welcome, Eniola. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Ogun State.
Welcome.
I must say that you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Very inspiring, educating, entertaining. In fact, I love Nigerian food so much.
Thank you.
Well, I'm still young, but your story is very inspiring. It just inspired me to aspire for great in life. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Shout out to you. I mean, the best time for you to, you know, have the gingers when you're young. Trust me, that's the best time. That's really the best time. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Faith Boos.
Hi, Faith.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
to
Andrea.
You. How you doing?
Oh, God. Thanks for sharing that story. It's so inspiring. You definitely need a memoir.
I know.
More people should read this.
I know.
So now let me share my story.
Okay.
My story was it was a very risky one. I took a huge risk that could have ended badly if God had not helped me. So I came to Lagos last year. I actually got an admission for my master's degree. And I didn't know anybody in Lagos. So I made a friend on Facebook, a guy. Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
I made a friend on Facebook, a guy.
Okay.
So in the course of our interaction, I told him that I think I got an admission in Lagos, but I don't have a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, no problem. When the time comes that I could come to his place, someone that I've never seen before. I just took that leap of faith, like very, very, nobody knew. Nobody knew the details of where I was actually going. So I came to Lagos. I now realize that the guy lives with his family and the place is so small. He does not even have his space for me.
Wow.
And the family were not aware that somebody was coming to squat with him, a lady for that matter. So when I got to his place that night, when I got to Lagos, I cried. I said, there was no chance for me there.
Wow.
So there's this lady that we've been chatting on Facebook before. That he told me she told me she's in Lagos. So I just chatted her up and I told her I'm in Lagos too. But the place where I'm putting up is so uncomfortable for me. A friend is accommodating me, but he doesn't have space. She said, tomorrow morning, come to my place. I have a big space. I was like, wow. So the next day morning, I took an Uber and I moved my things. You know why I came to Lagos? I came with all my property. As if I knew it. So it was just, I went to her house. She had space. She accommodated me as if she had known me for a long time. That was it. So I stayed there for a while. I got a job. So when I came for the interview and everything, I told the company that where I live is very far. She lives in Ikoroji. So I told them the place is very far. So they offered to allow me to stay in the company facility. So I had to move to the company facility. That was where I lived for a year before I was able to secure my own place. Right now I have my own place.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm doing the job. I'm running my school program. I don't know. Right now I'm settled. But it was a huge risk. Like,
wow. It is.
What did they say? No victor, no vanquish,
I'm
right?
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Like, yeah. So if you really want it and so bad enough and you pray about it, God always helps.
Absolutely.
God always helps the relentless.
Absolutely.
God helps the relentless. So by the way, your book. We'll talk about that later. Yes, you
absolutely.
Yes, you need to guess. Thank you so much for being an inspiration.
Aw, thank you so much, Faith. I do appreciate you. And thank you for sharing your story as well. There are lots of WhatsApp messages, aren't they?
Certainly. We have Samson from Ikorodu, who said, my uncle and his wife drove me out of their house, but today I'm a landlord with 17 tenants. Uncle and auntie, please and please.
Yay!
My goodness. We have Dada, who said, I agree with you that we all have to embrace our life's story.
Yeah.
Can you believe it that I also did Omo Odo in this Lagos? In the 80s, just like you. Because I lost my father at a very young age, feeling the impact through my formative years.
Oh.
But today, I'm a lawyer. And not just that, I am a senior advocate of Nigeria. Cheers to life.
I'm loving today's show. I'm really loving today's show. I mean, thank you so much. Who would have thought that, you know, that conversation yesterday would have led me coming on the radio to share my story and having you also share your own story? Like, thank you, indeed.
It's lovely. And we have Hamid.
Okay.
Hamed, a Bolt driver from Ikorodu.
Okay.
He said, I'm a graduate of statistics, but not yet secured a job. That's why I decided to drive with Bolt, just so I could feed myself. But all thanks to God, I'm doing very fine.
Mm.
Before, I was squatting in a room with about 6 or 7 boys.
Wow.
But now, I live in a room and parlor self-contained.
Mm.
Not that I've gotten to my destination yet.
Yeah.
But I thank God for how far I've come.
That deserves a round of applause, too.
It does.
We'll be going on a break shortly, but I'll take a few more calls. And then, we'll have that break. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah. Good morning. My name is Adebayo.
Welcome, Adebayo.
No, I'm calling from Lagos.
Welcome.
Yeah, I want to appreciate you for the your testimony, I show your testimony and your experience you shared with us.
Yeah.
You were mentioning Gbagi.
Yeah. So I got it, yeah.
Yeah. That was when I was doing my youth series, so I stayed around the upper side.
Mm.
So I know those sides very well. Gbagi on that bridge, going to Agodi, something like that.
Yes.
No, they are, you know, you're going to that place, trekking from Gbagi to that side, is not, no be joking, no be my mind.
My brother.
So, yes, thank God, at least, I wouldn't have believed that someone like you
would
just be able to, at least, someone courage and at least, you are giving people hope, you know.
Yeah.
You know, with this you shared, you know, people have to, know that there are dues we have to pay, and at a certain point of our life, are you there with me?
I'm here with you.
So at a certain point of our life, there are dues we must pay, most.
Yeah.
And then there's one thing I want to say, you know, there are primary things before the secondary.
Mm.
The primary is passion, strong determination, and then a strong resistance to what can be like a stumbling block or hindrances.
Mm-hmm.
You have a strong determination, you have passion for something, you had passion,
yeah,
and you're still having it.
Yeah.
So for the job you're doing right now, so it helps you. So that was what I was trying to say.
Yeah, thank you. We need to go on a break shortly. I appreciate your call.
More news. Take it to
me. All right, welcome back. 10:58 on the clock. We'll be going to the newsroom shortly. But before then, we have some WhatsApp messages. So we'll take a few and then we'll head straight to the newsroom. What do we have? It's okay.
We have Michael from Ikorodu, who said, thanks for your words of encouragement. After the death of my mom, I managed my auntie's pure water company at Akure, earning 10K monthly. Despite being honest and loyal to them, they sent me out of their house within a period of 2 months. Thank God I didn't give up on myself. And I thank God for where I am today.
We thank God for you too.
And we have Emma, who said, just 11 months ago, I lost my job in Port Harcourt. I searched for a job I couldn't get. All hope was lost. Entered a night bus to Lagos. Got a job. But where I was living was a slum. No electricity, no curtains, no nothing. I was suicidal. Fast forward to May 2022. I am now in Dijuke. Got my first payment slip yesterday. Wow. I shed tears of joy. God is faithful.
It is indeed. I mean, thank you guys. Thank you for sharing your messages as well. Well, we're going into the newsroom right now.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. I hope that song inspired you. That was Shakira saying, try everything. I won't give up and I will not give in. No matter how tough it would look like, right? I'm not going to give up. And I'm hoping that you are inspired by that. It's 6 minutes past 11. My name is Andrea. On Dual B Tech at What's Up Lagos is still live. Right here in Nigeria, info 99.3 and Family Talk, or Family Clinic rather, will be coming up shortly. I don't know, do we have a few WhatsApp messages to take? All right, that means we're going to switch gears right now. If you are tuning for the first time, Family Clinic is where we come together to help one individual who is going through a tough time, either in their relationship, either in life, trying to make a decision and whatnot. And so, you know, coming together and helping that individual, it has, you know, it has a way of you know, personally, I think that so far, so good. Those who have reached out to us, it has, you know, helped them with clarity. You know, that's one thing we do, and we're glad that we're able to do that. So today, someone is in the clinic. He has sent a message a while ago. His story is one that we have treated before on the show. But this time around, it's like there's a reoccurrence. And he's saying, what is the way out? How do I go about this? Should I let go? Or, you know, or fight for what I already have? I will bring you in on that story shortly. Stick around, we'll be right back. You know, still trying to to get that story. We're having system glitch somewhere. But I will just tell you the story. So a while back, this gentleman reached out to us. I mean both of us. That is, you know, I and Collins. And he, you know, was really in a devastated, you know, situation. He caught his wife cheating. And I remember that we spoke to him and, you know, told him what to do. We advised him. And part of what he said he wanted to do was to hang on in the marriage because they have two beautiful children. And he says he wants to still be, you know, in love. And hopefully the wife would change. And, you know, they'll have a beautiful marriage. But apparently it looks like that isn't the story. Because he reached out and said he still caught his wife. So what he did was he checked the wife's phone, or he was... with his wife's phone, and a message popped up, and he saw that the wife has been in conversation with that same person he caught the wife with. And of course, he's been devastated by that. He's like, I thought that we had ended this road. Why are you keep going back to this man? Is it that I'm not good enough for this marriage? Is it that you have lost hope in having us together? Or what exactly? Why do you keep going back to this woman? And so he says, he reached out to say, what should he do? Should he end the marriage? But I could feel a clause in his story saying that he doesn't want to let go because of his children. Now, this is the man who has found himself in this situation. He's been married with his wife for quite some time. I'm not sure how long this time, maybe 6 years or thereabout. But he caught his wife cheating. But he has decided to forgive and let go and try to rebuild what they have and start afresh. But he got to find out recently, you know, he was with his wife's phone and he saw a message with his wife and that man that he caught both of them with. They are still very much in conversation. That is, they're very much keeping in touch with each other. And that means that it's possible that his wife is still going back to this man. And so he's saying, what should I do in this situation? Should I just end this marriage with this woman or still forgive? He looks like he is tired of, you know, having to talk to her and all of that. What do you think he should do in this situation? What do you think? Do you think it's a lost cause? Because at the end of, I'm just wondering, why is it that she's still going back to this man? Is there something that she's getting from this man that she's not getting from her husband? Is there something much more? Why is it that she keeps going back? Is it that she needs help? Is there something she's trying to find? Because I'm still really... Because when it happens once, you can say it's a mistake, right? You can say, okay, it's a mistake. I'm not going to do it again. But when it happens the second time, the third time, the fourth time, and there's, you know, some sort of consistency, to me, it doesn't look like a mistake anymore. It looks like a deliberate effort. It's something you are looking for, you're going at, or you're going for, and it's hurting, you know, him. It's hurting her husband. He's listening. Remember, Family Clinic is in no judgment zone. So I know that you might want to tell him things like he's being a weak man. This is a woman he's supposed to send out of the house and the likes. I know that you have a tendency to say that. But please, right? Remember, constructive criticisms only. If you're told you want to criticize, make sure that your criticisms are constructive and it's not hurtful or harsh in any way. So I'm going to put up the phone lines right now, 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190. What do you think he should do in the situation that he has found himself in? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Elvis.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Lagos.
Welcome.
All right. This story is very pathetic. The situation here is, to me, my perception is this lady is with the other man because of a reason.
Right.
And at the same time, she don't want to lose her husband. Mm. She's eating a cake and she want to have it at the same time. Mm. So if for any reason her husband decided to end the marriage right now, the other man would not marry this woman.
Mm.
You know, she's going to be left stranded.
Okay.
So my advice is for the man to end the marriage. And I bet 99% the other man will marry her.
Okay.
Yes. Let her feel the pain. Because if not, this woman is going to keep the other man forever. And that middleman right now is just enjoying the moment.
Mm. Mm.
The man is enjoying the moment. I'm a man. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The man is enjoying the moment and is probably going to enjoy it forever as long as the woman give a room for the man to continue to be enjoying it. So the husband must divorce her.
Okay.
That's the only way. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that you called in. 0700-993-993-993. Remember, I haven't given him a dummy name. Let's give him Frank. All right. Let's call him Frank. Remember, we do not use their real name on the air so that one family member will not come and say, hey, we had your story on the radio. So this is what you're experiencing in your marriage. No, we're not doing that. So his dummy name is Frank. So for the sake of this story, we'll call him Frank. For the sake of this conversation, we'll call him Frank. If you have been following this story, or if you have been following Family Clinic, I'm sure you have, you must have, you can remember this particular man who caught his wife cheating. Like, he caught them red-handed. He saw all the action. But he has come back to us again to say that at that time, he chose to forgive his wife and, you know, start afresh. But he later found out that this woman is still in communication with that same man. That is, she's been going back and still having stuff with this man. So he's asking now, should I just end the whole thing? They have two children together. What should he do? Hello, welcome, Goldberg.
Yeah, good morning, Andre.
Good morning. Welcome, Goldberg. Welcome.
Yeah, please, can I contribute to this matter?
Feel free, man. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to ask a question. Does the woman have a child for the man?
Yes, she does. Two children. I said that just now.
And she keep going to meet the other man?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that's too bad. But what I can advise the man, since the man has forgiven her the first time,
yeah,
and she still tried to go back there the second time,
mm-hmm.
There's no longer forgiveness in this anymore, because there's no how you forgive her that she will still not go back there. It's just like a pig that you brush up, you clean up, and go back to potter, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how the woman look like. So the woman look like something like that. Okay. She cannot be reliable anymore.
Okay.
And that kind of relationship is very dangerous. So it's better that the man look for something else to do, that she will forget about the relationship. Because the marriage also has already been contaminated. You know, the woman having an affair with another man, you know, that is tantamount to, you know, to divorce. You know, he's supposed to be divorced, you know, because of this. So it's very wrong. So I can advise the man not to even put his mind towards that woman anymore.
Okay.
So the woman does not love her.
Okay.
He does not love him. So he should move ahead looking for somebody else.
Okay, then. Thank you so much, Goldberg. All right, 0700-993-993-993, the female-only line is 01465-7190. To drop a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
First-time caller.
Yay.
My name is Charisse. Please blow trumpet for me first.
I can give you a round of applause, but I can't blow trumpet. Welcome. What's happening? Talk to me.
Okay. I heard what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this thing critically.
Okay.
If the woman can still go back to that man,
mm-hmm.
that means the man is holding something that she's not ready to release.
Okay.
Because if your husband should catch you cheating for the first time, if the woman actually loves the husband, the woman would not want to go back. But there is a reason why the woman is going back.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing it like, sorry, but I'm really seeing it like, are you really sure that the kid self is for the husband?
Okay.
For the woman to still go back, or maybe she doesn't want her secret to come to light.
Okay, so you're saying it's possible that the man who she's been sleeping with, or the man she's been cheating,
yes,
her husband...
Yes, he's holding something.
Okay,
on
could
her.
Be blackmailing her,
yes.
Or threatening to blackmail her.
Yes, the innocent husband now is the one feeling the pain.
Okay.
If actually I'm the man,
okay.
I will leave that woman and forget about everything. Definitely,
right.
When my kids grow, they will know the truth.
Right.
Thank
you so much. I appreciate you. Wisdom is calling from Moe. Welcome, Wisdom.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Yeah, you are still in the morning.
Yes, so.
I'm happy to get through to you.
I'm glad you did.
I feel I've been trying.
I'm glad you made it. I'm glad.
All right. Actually, I want to say that the woman,
mm-hmm.
I have not seen any trace of love in that woman for the man.
Mm.
If there's any trace of love, she wouldn't try that.
Mm.
And the relationship is just dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
The man, I understand that the man loves her so much. For the man to forgive her the mm-hmm. first time, mm-hmm. the love is there.
Yeah.
To overlook all those things.
Absolutely.
So for the man will find it very difficult to just cope mm-hmm. in such a situation.
Yeah.
So I just pity the man.
Yeah.
For him to just summon courage yeah. and then see how he can move without her yeah. in his life.
Yeah.
Else, just as the other caller said, mm. the man that called, mm. the woman is just like a pig. No matter how you bait the woman, she will still go back to the mud. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, wisdom. Okay, then. Wow. Okay. So, the previous caller said that she could be, you know, she could be, there's a possibility that she's being threatened to be blackmailed or not. But to me, I probably see that as an excuse because, I mean, your husband has opened up to you to say, okay, fine, I've caught you the first time, I've forgiven you, let's move on. Why then would you hide such a thing from him? If at all that it's what it is, you know, how would you then hide such a thing from him? Rather than, you know, just open up to him and say, you know what, this is what is happening, this is what is going on. For me, personally, I really do think that this woman, she has locked up in the sense she's not finding what she wants in her current marriage, and maybe she's seeing that in this other man she keeps going back to, but does not know how to say to the husband. I don't condone cheating. Trust me, it's an I don't know. I do not see it. Mm-mm, no. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank God I'm able to get you at last.
I'm glad that you did. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. That woman you have mentioned, you are talking about. That woman needs help. I am a man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying, it's not that I'm a woman fighting any woman.
Okay.
She needs help.
Mm.
Do you know whether she's being hypnotized?
Hmm. I mean, that's yes. another angle.
Do you know whether she's being hypnotized?
Okay.
And there's nothing she could do about it. The problem is beyond her.
Hmm.
The problem is more spiritual than physical.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Your husband caught you first time.
Yeah.
Said, okay, I'm forgiving you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep on. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
So I just saying the woman is a pig. Is this?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is beyond what she can cope with. She will have finished doing it before her eyes get clear.
Okay. Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, yes, I do. I do.
So the only thing she could do is to go to God.
Okay. So you're suggesting...
It is the husband that will help her.
Okay. Okay.
Do you understand? I'm a man.
I do.
Like I told her, I'm married. As a matter of fact, I'm a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
It is the husband that will help her. Take her to Bible-believing church where they will pray for her.
Mm.
They conduct deliverance on her so that her heart can be cleared of that strange man.
Okay.
That strange man is assigned against her to destroy her life. Very simple.
Alright. Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
God bless you most.
God bless you too. Right. I mean, that's another angle to look at it. So, I mean, Frank, if you're listening, this could also be an option. I mean, it could also be an option. It's possible. There are strange people out there. There are really, really strange people out there in strange situations. But I mean, we're hearing more. What should he do? Frank is listening and he has shared with us his story. If you remember, at some point during Family Clinic, some time back, we shared a story of a young man who caught his wife cheating red-handed, you know. But now he sent a message, I think 2 weeks ago, when we had an open mic. He sent a message earlier saying that he was on her phone and he saw a series of messages from this same man, meaning that she has been going back to this man. I mean, they both, you know, have been in communication, and she has, you know, it was not just a one-off. She has been going back, you know, cheating on him with the same man. And now he is concerned and he's worried and he's saying, you know what, I forgave her the first time. What should I do this time? Should I let her go? What should I do? I mean, the last caller said she needs help. It could possibly mean that she needs to go to church and have a deliverance and, you know, clear her eyes off whatever hypnotism. What do you think? Hello? Welcome, Ola. Hello? Right. Call me back if you can. Ola, I do apologize. I left you on the line for a while. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Please turn down the volume on your radio set.
I've just done that.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome. What is your name?
Ike from Oba.
Welcome, Ike.
Yeah, so the last caller said the right thing.
Okay.
She could be under a spell. Are you with me?
Yes, yes.
And she should go for deliverance, just like the last caller has said.
Okay.
Then after, and that should be the last straw that will break the payments back. No apologies. If after he has done that, because we were forgiving the first time, the second time, the third time, and we keep going to back to that man. So let the husband take her to...
We need to go on a break. All right. Thank you so much. We need to go on a break. I'm so sorry. All right. Okay. All right. We're going to break shortly. Stick around. All right. Welcome back. 11:30. We're having quite a little... technical glitch in the studio right now, but we'll be fine shortly. It's still What's Up Lagos. I am Andrea Odu. We'll be taking you live on Nigeria Info 99.3. Family Clinic is live and Frank is in the studio, is in the clinic rather right now. And I shared his story earlier. Some time back, he sent a message to us saying that he caught his wife red-handed cheating with another man. And when he reached out to us, he asked us what we should do. We brought him on Family Clinic and most of us said what we said. Some said he should divorce the woman, send her away. But for him, he decided to forgive her and still remain in the marriage and see how he can help her and how they can all start afresh. But he reached out just 2 weeks ago, I think when we had an open mic, and he sent a message saying that he caught his wife. This time around, he was scrolling through her phone and he saw some messages, you know, that was very suspicious, showing that she has been in communication with this man. And it doesn't look like that, you know, they had stopped whatever it is they were doing. That is, she was still cheating on him with this same man. Now he's saying, what should I do? We have two children together. Should I let her go? Should I just end this whole marriage and, you know, start my life afresh again? I mean, start my life afresh. What would you have him do? His domain name is Frank. Remember that? And it's a no judgment zone, please. I know some of us have been saying, you know, trying to describe the woman, you know, as a pig. But please, let's please be, you know, very constructive with our criticisms. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can hit me up. Also, if you would like to drop a WhatsApp message, do that as well. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome. It's good to have you.
This is Joy from Aja.
Welcome, Joy. Welcome. It's good to have you.
So this issue, there are different ways to look at it.
Okay.
First of all, the man should ask himself, why is the wife cheating? Has he asked himself that question? Has he really looked at himself? Maybe he's doing something wrong. Maybe there's something out there that he's looking for.
Okay.
He should check that also. Then also, before you forgive someone, you should make sure the person is worthy of forgiveness. He doesn't know if the woman wants to be in the marriage.
He
might not want to be in the marriage, so he should be sure. Because he might want the marriage, but the woman doesn't want it anymore. Her mind might not be there. So he should also consider that. Then what the other caller talked about, being hypnotized or something, that's another option.
Okay.
So he should check all these options before making his decision.
Okay.
It's not just about forgiving her because of the kids.
Okay.
You might want it all, but the next person doesn't want it at all.
True that.
So he needs to be in the same
on the same page
with the woman to know what to do.
Okay.
If to let her go and move on. It's painful, but he needs to make a decision because this thing might not only be affecting him, it might be affecting the kids also.
Absolutely.
So she thinks that before just being selfish and saying, no, I want to forgive her because of the kids.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Joy. I appreciate you indeed. So, I mean, wow. 0700 993 993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. So that sounds to me that they would need to have a sit down. That is, he needs to like sit his wife down and ask her a series of questions. And one of which I think he would need to ask her is, do you still want this marriage or not? Simple. Do you still want this or not? And I think that her response, even non-verbally, would give him a hint as to if this is beyond him or not. I think so. I really do think so. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. What's your name, please?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Okay. On my own take, I would say that there is no reason whatsoever that will make a woman to be adulterous in the husband's house. Why did I say so?
Okay.
If you are comfortable with the man, no way, there is nothing that will make you to go outside. That is one. If you are not the type that is easily seduced by another person, there is nothing that will hypnotize you. I tell someone, if you love stealing, that is when they will now say, let's go and do juju so that he or she will be stealing. Then the juju will catch up with the person. The woman naturally, sorry to say, maybe she has been with the guy before meeting the husband. It might be a very old friendship that she's still dealing with. If you ask the husband very, very well, the husband will be truthful. He must have come across the guy at one point in time before marrying the lady, or maybe after marriage, he found out that the woman, that the wife is with so and so person. The truth is, if I am to decide for the man, I would say for the time being, it should give the woman a break so that she will see what she wants to see. And if God should permit them coming back together, at least she will see that the other guy did not have anything good for
offer her.
But if the woman, if there is no distance between him and, as in between Fred and the wife will not realize what is outside. Igbo people used to say, "Onye no ebono no ana akoya." You stay where you are. Where you are not, you'll be thirsty for where you are not. That is exactly what is happening to the woman. She's not hypnotized. Okay. She's not anything. By the time she faces outside, she will know that, yes, of a true Fred truly loves him. And Fred should at least take care of the children, even without the wife.
Okay.
He should take care of the children. But at the end of the day, if that marriage was ordained by God, they will most surely come back. But he should give that woman
some time
for the time. So that himself, sometimes a woman that used to go outside used to bring bad luck to the husband. That is the truth. Sometimes that is what used to happen. So that he will not be partaking of the bad luck.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm hoping that Frank is listening at this time. So this reminded me of a certain movie that I saw. Tyler Perry's, is it Confessions now? The Counselor's Confession. I don't know if you can remember that movie. How that she got married really young, you know, and she married a good guy, this very upright man who was, you know, had this humble beginning, if you know what I mean. He was still struggling to make ends meet, still very put together. But she wanted more. She wanted the feisty relationship. She wanted it, you know, big. She wanted so much, the glitz and the glamour. She wanted to, you know, have those fancy bags and all of that stuff. But here she was, instilling that marriage with this man. And after a while, this man, and you know, at that time, she was still a virgin. She was only married to her husband. She's only been with her husband. And this other man at her workplace came about trying to tempt her and stuff, and, you know, and started throwing some words at her, making her feel like, you know what, you're not even experiencing anything. Are you serious? come, let me show you what it is. And she fell for it. And she went back to him, and, you know, and you know, from the first one, it became the second and the third, and she changed completely. Her husband still loved her, even at a point where he discovered that this woman, you know, was with another man. He went ahead and fought to make her, you know, to get her back. But unfortunately, she carried a disease that he couldn't go ahead to marry her. But she learned her lessons afterwards. You know, she just didn't have it good anymore for her. I don't know if you know that movie, but that's what, you know, reminds me of that. So it's possible that she wants a different kind of life from what she's having. Like what the last caller says, where you are, where you're not is hungering you. Anyway, let's hear more. What do you think Frank should do? So Frank, you know, he says he caught his wife cheating the first time. He forgave her, thinking that, you know what, let's start afresh and have a peaceful and happy home again. Let bygones be bygones. But he found out that this woman has been going back to this man and is, you know, keeps cheating. She's still cheating on him with that same man. And now he's saying, what should I do? We have two children together. Should I let her go and start my life afresh all by myself and take care of my children? Or still find a way to help her if need be? What do you think he should do? 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Good
morning. Welcome. What's your name?
What's up, Lego?
Cheers. Cheers. Just alive. That was a loss. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah. What's your name, please?
I'm just my name.
All right, go ahead.
Please, I want to speak in for this. I know things are happening these days in family. What I mean, a woman and man, I mean, to them, marriage. Once a woman look at serious in a man, that means serious things are not there again.
I'm really struggling to hear you. The network is not so friendly.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't even tell.
I can try. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Yeah, I think once a woman or a man look at material things in a man or a woman, if that material thing is not there again,
yeah,
that marriage will not be okay again.
Hmm.
And secondly, the man is still have help because I see, like, if this is my place, that man see the light of the day. I mean, in 3 days, that man will just see himself because it has all things you play traditional marriage with any woman. If that woman cheats outside, then you catch that woman red handed. Then you've not been able to do some things for you to be free and the woman that you have your children.
Oh my goodness, I was struggling the whole time to hear you. I would appreciate if you call me back. I don't know if you really heard what he said, but yeah, the network wasn't so friendly. All right, hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, talk to me.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers alive.
Thank you. About the problem of that man,
mm-hmm.
Let that man check if the woman is not possessed.
Is not what?
Possessed.
Possessed?
Yes.
Okay.
As the other people said, he should take her to the living church.
Mm.
Let her have a deliverance. Mm. Because sometimes it's not... People are doing that thing in their own normal self or
hand. Okay.
So the man supposed to calm down, not divorcing that is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
or find out what is the problem of that woman.
Oh, call me back if you can, please. Call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is John.
Welcome, John.
Yeah, for me, I would advise the man to send the woman away because the man's life is at risk.
Hmm.
Because I can still remember there's a man. The man has a shop front of our house.
Okay.
The man wife was cheating.
Hmm.
And the man no.
Wow.
The man was eating the woman food everything.
Okay.
Before you know, the man boy started swelling.
Hmm.
Before you know, the man died.
Wow.
So that man is just risking his life.
Wow.
She sent the woman away.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then, thank you so
much.
It's
not good for a man.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate you. So we'll head straight to WhatsApp. We have a few WhatsApp messages that we need to take quickly. Are we ready? It's okay.
Certainly, we have
all right.
So many messages. Okay, so we have Mr. Abby from Amuwo, who said the movie is Temptation.
Yeah, Temptation, exactly. Yeah.
So we have Muhyiddin, who said, since the man is still interested in the marriage, he should refer her to a counselor. She needs help.
Okay.
Yemi from Ikorodu. Frank should divorce her sharp. The woman is hooked. She won't stop seeing the other man. It's unfortunate how good men end up with bad women and vice versa. For his sanity and especially for the sake of the children, he should just end it.
Okay.
Then we have Joysticks, who said, to add to the contributions given, he should go and do a DNA test for those children. Amarachi said, it's because the woman knows that the husband loves her so much. That is why she keeps on doing it.
Hmm.
The man should man up himself and call it quits and take responsibility for the children.
Okay. Okay.
Benga said, I think Frank should separate from the woman for her to make her decision of where she wants to go.
Hmm.
He should also put a timeline to his waiting before he eventually moves on.
Okay. Okay.
Ola Ibrahim from Ogba asks, is the woman in question feeding the family? And I hope the man has a job that can sustain his family. My advice to the man is just let the woman go or else she may kill the man. Oh. Lucien from Seme Border says, the man should have divorced her the first time he caught her cheating on him. How will I catch my wife red-handed cheating on me and still leave her with me? Never. I have culture. Does the man's culture accept that forgiveness? He better divorce now, if not.
Mm. Wow, there are a lot of WhatsApp messages, quite a lot of them. So, man, our time is almost far spent, but I mean, we still have a few time left to pick a few calls and also read your messages. Hello?
Hello,
welcome. What's your name?
Yes, straight to the topic.
What's your name first?
I called the other time before you went for a break.
Oh,
I
just
to bury my
man, I'm glad you called back. Thank you so much.
Okay,
right, go
okay.
ahead.
We talked about hypnotism and spell.
Yes.
So somebody said that he does not believe, he does this so. Because in Yoruba, there is something we call magu. If somebody lays magu on you,
okay.
He lays magu on you. You are aware, if you catch you, you are gone. So there is something to that, but let the guy do that, make sure that they visit the church and go deliver. For I say it should be the last straw.
Okay.
After that, let her go.
Okay.
If she refuses to change.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much. 0700-993-993-993. It looks like a lot of people are like, he needs to leave. He needs to leave that marriage. He needs to leave the woman to go ahead and look for what it is that she wants to look for. And if she says, if it's good for her, fine. If it isn't, fine. For me, I'm all about this man having his sanity because I know how... I really don't know how emotionally, draining it could be when you are in a relationship with someone who is cheating on you. You're not at peace because every bomb you hear on the person's phone, you're like, that's it. And your heart skips, right? It brings about anxiety. You're not you won't have your peace of mind, trust me, no matter how you want to forgive her and hope that she will change. So I and this goes both ways. Even if it's a man who cheats on the woman, it's not just a fair play. Really, it's not just a fair play. So for me, what I would personally say that he needs a time out for himself. I think that he's that kind of man who loves everybody but himself. Sometimes, right, making such decisions is you putting yourself first. So you need to put yourself first. That itself is the respect that you need to give yourself. All right. So I would say that he needs to put himself first and consider his own feelings, his own emotion, and also look how that would help the children as well. It so far, it doesn't look like she cares about her children. I mean, it doesn't look like she cares about having, you know, a whole family, mother, father, and children together. It doesn't look like that. It doesn't look like that. I'm not castigating her. I'm not judging her. But I'm about Frank having a right mental of, you know, would I say a healthy mental state? Because if he is not in his right mental state, if he's not, he can't make a sound decision. Trust me, he can't. So he needs to find out for himself, search himself, what is best for me at this point in time? What is best for me? And then if he sees from the generosity of his heart to help this woman, I don't think he should do that with a mindset that he's still, I mean, I don't know. Let me not say otherwise. But hopefully he finds a lasting situation to what he's found himself in or what he is going through right now. I'll pick a few calls. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? All right, call me back if you can. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, please?
Uche from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Uche.
Please, my advice to that man, Mr. Frank, he should run away for his wife.
Why did you say that?
Why did I say that? You forgive him for the first time.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to wait. Something you saw with your eyes, you saw death, you escaped it. Now you are still going back. That man and that woman, at the end of the day, they may plan to eliminate this Mr. Frank. And at the end of the day, the man too self, after enjoying, can't enjoy the woman forever. Now there is a stage you reach. You serve for this one after two. You abandon the woman. The woman now will start regretting. So all these ones they are saying hypnotize or what? Nothing like hypnotize, not like you. The woman is doing it with her number with her, all her senses. She built all her senses. She knows what she's doing.
Okay.
And not that the man is out there taking care of her or what.
Mm-hmm.
She just feels like she wants to do it. Mm-hmm. So that man should be careful with his life.
Okay.
If you send the woman away.
Okay.
Not even to separate and come back later. No. I want her.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. 0700-993-993-993. And then the female only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. We have WhatsApp message, do we?
We do. We All have right. Derek Titus from Ajegunle Apapa.
Okay.
He said, "This is like the story of my life. My ex was a serial cheater. I caught her cheating on me several times. She will beg, I will forgive her, but I couldn't take it anymore. I had to let her go. I still feel pained, but I had to move on."
All right, so are you suggesting, or he's most likely suggesting that Frank should move on?
Move on, boo.
Okay. All right. More messages.
We have Grace from Ogun State. "The woman is not committed to her marriage and her husband. I will advise the husband sit her down and they talk about it. They may as well seek professional help as to what the matter is and why she is doing that.
Okay.
If the husband is still interested in her, as it seems, I think they should be separated for some time.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a divorce.
Okay.
If she then has a rethink and mends her ways genuinely, the husband can take her back.
Okay.
I don't want to agree with the fact that she is being blackmailed.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's blackmailing, since the husband caught her, She should be able to open up to her husband,
right,
or whatever it may be.
Right, right. That was my own, standpoint as well. There are more messages, right?
Yeah, we have more.
Okay.
Igwe Victor said, I think the issue with the woman is the same issue a particular woman called some time ago on Joyce's show.
Okay.
She says she sneaks back to the man that she broke up with, mm-hmm, who actually married another wife, hmm, to have sex.
Wow.
She said those separated with the man, but the man brings out the beast in her.
Hmm.
I believe this woman has high libido.
Mm-hmm.
The husband should upgrade his sex life.
All right. Like I explained with temptation, that could also be, that could also be part of it. And this where going for what I call professional help, if that is the issue, should go. But I still go back to him sitting her down and having a conversation with her. Just ask her a very simple question. Do you still want this between you and I? Is there something that you are going after that you don't have here? Let her highlight those things, right? And if he really do want to make this work, like if he really does want to make the marriage work, right, he should go that far, finding out for her from her why does she keep going back. Ask her, okay, you know what, should we go for a professional help? If you can't talk to me, would you be able to talk to a stranger so that we can know, you know, way forward? Or if not, man, I really see when it comes to cheating, right, it's not just, I don't know, there could be several reasons for it. There could be 101 reasons for it. But I'm all about the person who is on the receiving end. How does it make you feel? How does it, what mental state does it put you in? If it's not helping you, if you are not at peace, if it wrecks you, be away from it. Like one of the messages you read, if it is, you know, be separated for a while from it, please do. That's just what I think, actually. I'll take a few messages and then we'll wrap this conversation up. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
I'm Victor.
Welcome, Victor.
I'm Victor from Badagry.
Welcome, Victor.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you, Victor.
Hello?
Welcome.
Oh, yes. This is my first time of reaching this program.
Welcome. I'm glad that you made it.
Yes, I want to appreciate your intellectual impact on Nigerians.
Thank you.
Yes, and secondly, this issue that is on ground, that woman, the man should help the woman in prayer.
Okay.
He should help the woman in prayer because at that point she's in bondage, she's in fear and enchantment.
Mm-hmm.
It is the duty of the man. The man is the spiritual head of that family. Should help the man.
Okay.
Should help the woman. Where? And secondly, he should detach the contact. He should remove the sin of the woman. The man should remove the sin.
Okay.
The sin of that woman, give her another sin. So, yeah, so that he lost the contact with all those terrorists that are terrorizing the woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, she would remove the sin and give her another sin.
Okay.
Yes, I monitor the contact of that woman always.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
All right. I'm not sure about monitoring. That would not help his mental state at all. Trust me. Monitoring? You want to give him high BP? I'm not sure about monitoring his message. I mean, her messages or her phone calls and all of that. I'm not sure that is really healthy at all. But I mean, helping her is also okay. But I'm not sure helping her. For me, I would say help her if you want to help her, Frank. If you're listening, if you want to help her, help her. But I'm not going to say help her, you know, still in the confines of you being, you know, would I say together? Because you're not together. A vow has been broken. Like, she has committed adultery. Like, it has been broken.